Yes, people, it's Tom Grennan with Mikey on the Random 30. Turn it up.
Tom, how you doing, man?
Easy, Mikey. How are you, man?
I'm doing really good. Whereabouts are you at the moment?
I'm in London right now.
Yeah. Are things calming down in London?
Today's the first COVID. Day. Today's the first day we've been told we don't need to wear like face masks or socially distance or anything like that. So,
how good is that?
Do you know what? It feels good. It feels like finally we're at the end. But again, I don't want to jinx it because, listen, loads of people have got COVID again and it's scary. You know what I mean? Yeah. Even with the vaccine, people are still being able to get it and pass it on. But I'm just looking forward. I've got a show on Saturday, my first show in such a long time.
Oh, that's so good.
I know, and I've never played like the songs from the new album to anybody before. So it's going to be nice to see people singing to like Little Bit of Love, for example, and seeing how well the song's actually connected.
Yeah. Wow. That's so good, man, that you're finally able to do another show. We'll talk about the album and, of course, the new single as well. But tell us about you and music. When did you start?
I started when I was about 18. So I was pretty like late to the game, really. Not late, but do you know what I mean? I wasn't a kid who played music and loved music. I was playing football and I was like, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something in sport. But we met each other, me and music, at a karaoke party when I was really, really drunk, and I started singing and then loads of people were like, you sound great. And I was like, no. And then, do you know what? I joined like a school band.
Yeah,
with the Music Boys, and I really got the bug for it. So then I moved to London. I went to university in London, picked up a guitar, taught myself how to play guitar. I wrote some songs, and then literally gigged. And yeah, man, it's been a pretty crazy like snowball from there. Together.
Yeah. Let's go home together. You mentioned the football because you were actually planning on being a professional football player, weren't you? How long were you doing footy for?
I played football for like since I could walk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That was my plan, like to go and play at some sort of team, I don't know if I'd have become professional, but I got offered to go to on a scholarship to America and play over there. So I could have done that, but man, I'm so glad it didn't work out for me for football and I went the other way.
And take the music scene now. Let's talk a little bit of love. Over 100 million streams. This has gone off for you, man. How do you feel about how it's gone and hearing the over 100 million streams?
Yeah, man, it's crazy. It feels mad because I'm watching it happen from home. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, I've never played Little Bit of Love out to people. So I can't wait to hear people sing it and see actually if these 100 million streams aren't just a lie. Do you know what I mean?
Well, you're about to find out Saturday night, I guess.
Exactly. I mean,
as much as it's all success and it's all very exciting, the song itself, though, is quite a hard story behind it. You share that?
Yeah, man, it was, to be honest with you, it's all about kind of realizing that you do need love and like it's okay to like feel like, I don't know, unconditional love. Do you know what I mean? And everybody deserves it. That's what I was trying to say. Not that it's okay to feel love. You deserve to be loved.
Absolutely.
That's what I meant. And like at the time, when I wrote it, I was in a dark place. I was going through a lot of stuff and I moved back with my mum and dad, and I realized that's where like unconditional love was. And And yeah, and my mum and dad built me back up again. And no matter who you are, where you're from, or what you are, everybody deserves love. Mm. And man, through Corona times, people on their own and people not being able to see family members and stuff like that. And a little bit of love has been shared. You know what I mean? And
absolutely. It's been great. Do you feel better in yourself that you're in the way of music? And because music is extremely powerful, do you feel that you are better within yourself after getting it down on paper and singing about that position that you were in?
Oh man, yeah, 100%. It's my therapy more than anything. Like, it's the way I can kind of, I don't know, just feel like the word one looks. It's the way I can kind of tell people how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
I find it like not more so anymore because I've realized talking about things is the most important. But from young, I've kind of always found it hard to really be open up to people about how I feel. But as soon as I start singing about what I'm doing and what I'm feeling and how my life is going and the emotions and the roller coasters that I'm going through, as soon as I start singing about it, people understand it. Yeah. And I understand it. And I can then open up to people and people are like, are you okay? And I'm like, actually, no, I'm not. Or, yeah, I'm good. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Yeah. Awesome. It's so interesting how powerful music can be. And I think sometimes we can listen to a song and really like it, whether it's a tearjerker or a dance song or something like that. But the story in music, it's so powerful and it's so good that when there is a song that is out, like Little Bit of Love, where we can relate and you need love. And the power in music, I think so many times the average person underestimates the power in music.
For sure. And this is what I'm saying about live music and not having it. It's like, I feel like it's going to be an emotional time for people when like they're at a festival or at a show.
Yeah.
Being able to feel that, the actual bass of a drum going through your chest, or hearing your favorite singer. Like, I know I do, I'm a musician and I do shows, but I can't wait to go and see other people do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't wait to be an audience member because I miss it. I'd be going to, like, before Corona and before a pack, I'd be going to a show every week and seeing new artists. And so again, especially like for new artists, gigging is the most important thing to get people knowing what your music and being on the circuit. So man, for new artists, it's been, I wouldn't even want to know how much of a struggle it must have been and still is. Do you know what I mean? So
that's it.
And to have it back, it's going to be great.
I'm a big fan of, and the big message in music, even here in Australia, that, you know, if you like, there's an artist that you like, support them by buying their merch or buying their CDs or buying their EP, whatever's going on, because we're all in this situation where we kind of can't support. And those new artists, they would be finding it extremely hard, and we can't go and see them live. So the least you can do is buy a T-shirt or buy their album.
For sure.
Well, speaking 100%. Of the album, your album is out, Evering Road. Is this the road that you were living on? Have I understood this right? You grew up on this road?
No, I didn't grow up on this road. This was a road that I lived with my ex-girlfriend at the time.
Right. And okay.
It's the story of love, heartbreak, and redemption. And it's me kind of, I don't know, holding my hands up and saying, listen, I've done some bad and I'm owning up and I want to like be honest about it and saying, I'm sorry for that. However, like, I'm not happy and I need to, like I said earlier, like, I need to love myself before I can love anybody else.
Yeah.
And do you know what though? It's not a breakup album in the sense of, oh, I feel sorry for me and cry about it kind of thing. And do you know what I mean? It's not about, it's not like that. It's going, listen, I've done it, and I'm here to say, I don't know what I mean. I'm here to say, listen, you can make a mistake and you can do what you want to do. But when you make that mistake, trust me, owning up to it and don't make the same mistake twice is the best thing. And man, I'm so happy now. Like my life has completely changed. Like I've stopped drinking, like I've stopped smoking. I've found I'm with a new, like I've got a new girlfriend now and she's amazing. And ever since I've been putting positive energies into the world, honestly, like, and I'm not a guru. I don't want to sound like a guru guy, but man, positive energies, you get them back. And it's true. It is true.
Absolutely. That's such a big message, mate. Well, good for you for getting through it. And we're using the power of music to get that. The new album, all the details we'll put up at random30.com.au. Tom Grennan, thanks so much for hanging, man.
Man, thanks for having me. I appreciate you, man.